get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit, Snake.
It is time for us all to saddle up for another edition of Snake Pit.
Hello? Can you imagine being at a concert and listening to that song and thinking, God, this is so awesome? And you did that, didn't you, Danny?
Yeah.
Just going like this the whole time, bouncing your head back and forth.
Saluting.
Saluting Satan all
saluting
the way.
Saluting the devil.
Well, I took a trip to Norman, Oklahoma. On Saturday. Norm.
Hey, Snake, how's it going?
Hey there, Mike. And I went with a couple of other employees from the station, Craig Jr. Miller.
Hi, Craig.
And part-timer Dave Lane. And we went up there for the OSU game.
Who else went?
That's it.
No Huey?
No Huey. Hmm. Just me, Craig, and Davey.
Wow.
Yeah. And we picked Davey up, and Davey, unbeknownst to us, is lugging a cooler around. And he was like, I'm prepared. There's 30 beers in here. So we were ready to drink before the game, I guess. And
well, did you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not 30 beers between the three of us. So we get up to Norman, and...
What time did y'all leave?
We left at 8:15.
So y'all started drinking at 8?
No. No, I didn't.
You get some little production value in here.
No.
But Davey probably did,
I
right?
thought you guys wanted to leave by 7.
No, our goal was between 8 and 8:30, so we could be up there by 11, which we got up there right at 11, and then we started drinking. Right at 11. And I already had a rough night before that because...
Oh, boy. Did you ever...
My wife wanted to go out for the first time in her life.
It was her birthday, right?
Yeah. And so we were at the Barley House till close to 3.
Chilling!
It took forever to get that place cleared out on Halloween.
Yeah.
Close to 3.
Yeah.
Well, you closed the bar at 2.
Right, and we're hanging out in the riffraff
hanging out
area.
Doing what?
Nothing. Just
can't
sitting there
drink.
Talking. No.
Just talking.
Yeah.
Who is there that you could possibly want to talk to at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Deep Dish. Who do you think?
Yeah, you don't get to talk to him enough.
I know. So I was already pretty...
If Paul McCartney would have been in there, I wouldn't have wanted to talk to him until 3 in the morning.
Bull.
Sorry.
Bull.
At 2 o'clock, it's time to go home.
The hammer.
You didn't used to be this way, so don't act like this is something weird and out of the ordinary, Mr. Drinking Until 8 in the Morning when you were 30.
It's different.
How is it different?
A lot different. I don't know, but it just is.
You're just jealous because you won't do it anymore.
Well, you're 38. You shouldn't do it anymore.
I am 27.
I barely do it anymore, and I felt like ass the next morning driving up to Norman.
Who drove? Did you go in your little bitty pickup?
No, Junior drove, and I polluted that car the whole way up there.
How can you tell? How can you tell with Junior
farts.
Miller in there?
It was wonderful. I won the road trip, that's for sure.
Were you number one?
Yes.
Was it an OU performance, too?
Yes. Epic proportions. So we get up to Norman. We try to get in. We try to bribe one of the parking attendants to let us park in the
handicapped area.
In the no leg section. No, in the donor section, where all the highfalutin alumni were parked. And meeting them here in 5 minutes. You got to let us through. She wouldn't let us through. She didn't buy it at all.
Yeah.
Did y'all meet Barry?
No, I never saw him. I never tried to call him or anything.
That
so,
sucks.
I know. So we get there and. We had single tickets. We weren't sitting together. This ticket was hard to get. And so I finally hooked up with a friend of mine who had 2 extra tickets. And they happened to be in the brand new section of...
So how far away were you?
your tickets that you got.
The which like ones?
You,
the singles?
You, Davey, and Junior, the singles.
We were like in the same section, but 20 rows apart.
Quarter.
We would have never seen each other.
That kind of takes the starch out of it.
Quarter.
So, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
He's lost interest already.
No, I haven't. So Craig and I got two tickets together in the brand new section.
How? Where?
A buddy of mine got them for me.
Snake.
And so we had to leave Davey off in the end zone by himself. And Craig and I went and sat in these badass club section, club level seats. They have the most amazing section up
there.
Why
didn't you just bring Davey with you?
We couldn't. They've got it rigged where you can't bring anybody up there. The security's tight.
Why did Davey even go then?
Of course, he had his cooler of 30 beers.
Like, right,
okay.
But he lugged in. Craig and I determined that the security was so tough up there that it was surely Bob Stoops who came up with the plan to keep ne'er-do-wells like Davey out of there.
Yeah.
You get off the elevator of this club-level section. You got to take an elevator up there. And right when you get off the elevator, there's these three 10x10 black-and-white photos of Bud Wilkinson, Barry Switzer, and Bob Stoops that are just so intimidating and so great. And Craig and I were like, oh, my God, these are so cool. Meanwhile, there's like a 20-year-old college girl standing behind us who's like looking at us like we're the biggest dorks in the world.
They should have had all the coaches up there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, why not John Blake? Why not John Blake?
Why not Gary Gibbs?
Yeah, why not
Gary
Gibbs?
Was he that bad?
Gary Gibbs, he bridged those years together.
They put the guys up there who matter.
Gary Gibbs did fine work up there.
Chuck Fairbanks should have been up there.
No national championships.
Jim Pittman should have been up there.
No Nash. They got the guys
Billy
up there.
Billy Cohill should have been up there.
Well, that's a shame that y'all treat John Blake like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he couldn't help it. He couldn't win. And just remember, that national championship a couple years ago, those were John Blake's players he recruited. Y'all need to treat him with a little bit better respect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think when the final chapter is written, John Blake will be remembered very, very fondly by most OU
moms. He should be. And he'll have his picture up there.
They couldn't fit his picture up there. He's such a fat ass. So fat ass. The whole time we're up there, though, Davey keeps mentioning how he has to go to the bathroom. But he's not willing to go to the bathroom anywhere but our hotel room, which we hadn't checked into yet.
Well, why not?
So this is looming over Davey. Because he don't want to go into a stadium toilet.
Big deal. He's just got to go pee.
No, the other one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He was being tapped.
He had to poop.
Yeah.
He was being tapped. The captain was up there, huh?
So he's down there with the other people down in the end zone, you know, and Craig and I are up there in these luxury suites.
So he's making it known to you boys that he's got to go poop, but he's not willing to there, right?
Right, right.
So in other words, he doesn't want to poo-poo.
No, he doesn't. So,
well, if I was you guys sharing a room with him, I would insist that he went to the in the stadium.
Well, we'll get back to that later.
Bombing a hotel bathroom.
We'll get back to that. So we're up there in the luxury suites, and there's bathrooms everywhere, and there's like private, not stalls. You have your, if you wanted to do that, you had your own room. Like you go into this room, lock the door. There's
like
a
at a high tone restaurant.
Yes,
really.
Yes,
great,
that's
man.
How nice the club level seating is up there.
Wow,
it was unbelievable.
Going there and handle up.
Yeah, I tried.
Mm.
Then we go to the game, and. You know, I mean, the game was whatever. They just kicked their ass. It was wonderful. I was on cloud nine.
Did they?
Yes, they did. It was truly, truly magical.
Did they? Was it?
Yes.
Yes.
Then we go out. There's a P1 named Trey, who's a huge, huge listener and the biggest OU fan I've ever met in my life. And he invited us to his parents' tailgate.
So this is after the game,
yeah.
Right?
To the P1.
To go drinking at. And so we get to this tailgate, and it's top of the line, man. They got their satellite dish set up with TVs inside and outside. They've got a big buffet line set up, which Davey was just grazing. He had to ask, do you have any more roast beef, to the lady who was cooking.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, he did.
No, he did.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The while still needing to poop, huh?
Yes, yes.
That's a good thing to eat on. Roast beef when
right.
You need to poop.
So Davey's just shoving shards of meat
now,
down
his
stomach.
Now, wait just a minute. Did he have clearance to eat meat?
Yes, he did have clearance. He was okay. He's on the Atkins diet, so that's part of the plan.
But he couldn't eat, like, any sour cream, right?
Probably not, no.
And I hope they had his brand of chips, too.
So it's like, it gets down to, like, the 40s. Craig's wearing a T-shirt. Craig was smart enough to bring only a T-shirt up there. He has to borrow a jacket from these people and left with it.
So he didn't take the jacket off?
He stole the jacket?
Yeah, he took with... Left.
That's it. Mark it. Right there. I heard you.
What'd he say?
Yeah, he
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah, he said it.
What'd he say?
What did I say?
You know. Ron, you heard him, didn't you?
No.
See? You what can't prove joke? It. No one
talking about
prove it.
His jacket?
Yeah. What was the joke?
Did you remove your jacket?
No.
Where's the joke there?
You know what it is.
No, I don't either.
No, I'm not saying it.
We're not going to pin this one on you.
Okay. No, you're going to pin it on him.
Yeah, we will, if he said it.
I didn't
he
say
said, but what did he say?
We'll check the tape, and I'll show you.
No, the tape's been destroyed.
Anyway, so we hang out at the tailgate, and thank you to Trey and his family for hosting us because it was wonderful.
Are they rich or something?
I have no idea. They're high-powered alums.
Mm.
Gave us so much beer, and we sat there and watched that Miami game. It was so magical.
And then, thank you.
Well, how long did you stay out there?
Till halftime of the Miami game.
It's like an hour, 2 hours? A
couple hours, yeah.
Eating roast beef and drinking.
Eating their roast beef. Yes, and drinking their beer.
With Davey begging for more food. He's like,
right.
The guy in Oliver, please, sir, can I have some more?
Right.
So more food to sit on top of that big lump of food already in his gastrointestinal tract.
So we go back to the hotel. And
so is he complaining that he needs to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so Craig and I decide, well, we want to get in the shower first.
Together?
Not together, no. So to let Davey do his business last. So Craig and I...
You know, they do have a lobby bathroom.
Oh, I know, but it's Davey. And by the way, we're sharing a hotel room, the three of us, and there's two beds.
So who'd Davey sleep with?
He got the floor, buddy.
Man, he just lost out all the way around on this trip, didn't he?
He had to sit in the end zone and sleep on the floor. Hey!
Man, about Davey, I'm never going anywhere with you guys
again. He's the rookie. He is the glob on OU fan. You know? If we would have been going to a UTA game with you, I'm sure, you know, we would have had to sit in the end zone and stuff, and you would have sat in the
right
there.
Trust me, there would have been plenty of seats.
Yeah, they probably would have been able to fit you in.
So Davey,
he had to sleep on the floor?
Yes, he had to sleep on the floor.
Did you like bring a sleeping bag?
No,
or
we got extra blankets for him.
God, why would you ever want to sleep
Matter
on
fact,
a hotel
he goes,
floor?
His joke was, we woke up in the morning, he goes, huh, that was comfortable. I think my sleep number was 100.
That's genius.
What was that?
I don't know. So Craig and I get cleaned up, and then Davey goes in there and does whatever, and he comes out all refreshed, and we were like, did you do your business? Yeah, yeah. So we're sitting there watching the end of the Miami game.
So this is like 6 hours later.
It's about 9 o'clock.
So he held Dookie for 6 hours?
Not only did he hold it, he added to it.
So it's like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, let's go. And I wanted to go into the bathroom and brush my teeth. And so I walk into the bathroom.
He left it.
And someone had left it all in there. Davey didn't flush on purpose, hoping that one of us would go in there.
And it was you.
Yeah, and it was me.
Happens to everyone. Nobody likes to talk about it.
And this song started playing.
Might as well.
And you will not know what to say. It's diarrhea.
Stop.
Diarrhea.
So I freak out. I'm like, Davey, God! And I walk out, and he is on the floor laughing his ass off. And it was tremendous. And it will haunt me forever.
Well, it couldn't have been as tremendous as what you already seen.
Hang on there, buddy. So Craig and I said, go in there and get rid of that thing.
Well, you could have done it. All you had to do is go over there and hit the
you
handle.
You think I'm touching that thing?
You don't
want
to be near
well,
it.
I'm not asking you to reach down there and get a handful of the Duke. I'm saying just flush it. You realize how many cooties from the Duke have already jumped up on that handle?
So, Craig and I are out in the room. And
you know what? You guys are laughing. That's not funny. You know, when you duke, flush.
And we hear, Davey goes in there, and we hear him flush once.
Oh, no.
Twice. Three times.
A dookie.
Four times.
Three times a dookie.
And he comes out and he's crying. He goes, it won't flush.
So what happened?
He stayed in there.
Got the knife?
He stayed in there
yeah,
for like
time for the knife.
20 minutes.
I guess the cooties have built up a dookie dam. It wouldn't go anywhere.
He was in there like 20 minutes trying to get rid of that thing. Oh, my God, we were dying laughing.
Oh, I can just imagine that between your cackle and Junior Miller's cackle, I'm surprised that the hotel detective didn't throw you guys out.
Oh, man, we were crying. It was so funny. And then we hit Norman and just tore
Norm
town up.
So y'all were already drinking during the game, right?
Yes.
And then after the game?
Yes.
So when you went back to the hotel, you're on your way then, right?
Yeah, and we brought the cooler up to the hotel room.
With the 30 beers?
Yes. It was wonderful. It was
and then
a
you went
great
out.
Day.
Where'd you go out? To like the bars?
Yeah, down to the campus corner down there and then, just hit
you know
all the
what?
Bars.
You guys didn't need to go down. That's college kids. You guys had no business down there.
And man, did they hate you, Reiner. Because there were
Why?
Tons of P1s. There were so many P1s up there.
Where? At the campus corner?
At the game and then out and about. Who were just like, man, you better shove this up Reiner's ass. I was like, all right, I'll do my best. That son of a, he just treats us like dirt, man. Because you do. And it's funny, but they don't take it that way.
Screw the P1.
They hate
Screw
you.
Screw the Okie P1.
Oh, man, do they hate you.
Well, I hate them, too. They're a bunch of auto salvage yard owners. That's all they are. Bastards. All right, that is Snake Pit for today. A very, very explosive edition, we must say. I wasn't expecting that. Fun with Real Audio next here on The Tickles.